Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint, and I do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And we continued in our series called Alive this past weekend, where we're looking at that reality that Jesus makes us new. And as we looked at chapter 4 and 5 over the last couple of weeks, there's a lot of imperatives in there, a lot of do this and don't do this. And so we kind of acknowledged that this weekend by saying that only Christianity has positive negatives. In other words, whenever you see a negative, it's not just a you can't. It really opens a door to the reality that there's something better. And so this week we talked about two things that are really very contemporary current issues in our world, as we talked about sexuality, and then we talked about generosity, and how those two things are incredible gifts that God has given to us. And at the same time, Paul says, don't let there be a hint of sexual immorality among you, or do not let covetousness be named among you. They have the potential to be great negatives in our lives. And while those two things seem very different, they present very different in our world, the reality is that they're really kind of tied to the same idea. And we just talked about how God's perspective of those realities is kind of echo, and ours is kind of eco. And what we meant by that is God has created this idea of sexual intimacy, and then the idea of this financial reward or this inheritance. Those are just echoes of eternity. So whenever, for example, God says in Genesis, let a man and woman come together and two shall become one flesh, that picture of sexual intimacy is really just a reflection of the reality that we'll spend eternity with God, and the pleasure, the delight that we sense, that two people sense in one another inside the context of marriage, is this eternal delight. It's just an echo of the eternal delight that we are going to have in our relationship with God. And so if we'll see it that way, then we will see, obviously, the gift that God has given us. But we tend to take things and we tend to turn them, maybe kind of pervert them our own way, our own direction. So we take a couple who says, you know what, we think we're going to get married someday, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to get things out of order. In other words, they want to be committed to one another in a physical relationship without being legally committed, financially committed, and emotionally committed. So it creates this underlying instability of insecurity in the relationship, because either person can kind of just opt out at any point. There's no covenant security that's there. Then we talked about things on the other side of things. We want to fight greed in our lives with generosity. You know, this past fall, we had a discipleship initiative in the area of generosity called Build. And the reality is, we said we wanted to reach our neighbors, the nations, and next generations by making a commitment over the next 2 years to see God's activity in those areas. And we've already seen God bless us in a number of ways, being able to accomplish some of our goals there in Build. We're watching currently our facility that's going up next door, two parcels north of us. We're watching God accomplish that kind of right in front of us, because we are choosing to live in generosity. If you don't know about Build, by the way, you can go to the blog on our website, lifepointohio.com/blog, and just search the word Build, and you can learn everything there is to know about that initiative, how you can be connected to it. If you have any questions about it, we'd be happy to answer those. We just talked about with these two areas how God has given us a first fruits mentality instead of a leftovers mentality, that that God gives us 7 days a week, and he gives us a day of rest. Which day of the week is that? It's the first one. That in the Old Testament, God gave the people herds, and they had to give people back. They had to give back to God from their herds. And which one did they give? They had to give the first. Whenever their harvest came in, they gave back to God to honor him. And what part of the harvest did they give? They gave the first. And so it's this mentality that we trust God with the things that he gives to us, so that then we can see God show up in our lives to do what only he can do in our lives in terms of intimacy and in terms of financial security. So as we start a new week, I know those are prevalent on our minds, especially in this culture with what's going on right now. So I want to pray for us in those two areas, and then I want to give you the opportunity to pray about those as well. Father, I know that right now a lot of folks are concerned about the future and their financial security and what's going on in the business world. And so, God, I pray that you would settle in on us, that we would trust you today and we would continue to trust you moving forward. We give you, God, our physical lives. We give you our financial lives. We lay them in front of you and ask, God, that you would help us to honor you, that you give us the grace to honor you with everything that we are and everything that we do. That starts today. And God, we repent of any selfishness, of any greed, of any sexual immorality. God, we want to lay those things aside for the greater joy that we find in you. I give you the opportunity now just to pray as you start your day today. Well, once again, thanks for joining us on the Drivecast. I hope you'll have a great day today. Walk with the Lord, and take the opportunity to join us again tomorrow. God bless.